From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A top State Department envoy is in Pakistan trying to resolve the political crisis there. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte is pressing General Pervez Musharraf to lift the emergency rule he imposed nearly 2 weeks ago. Negroponte spoke by telephone today with Musharraf's chief adversary, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. And as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the American visit coincides with the appointment of a new interim government.
I, Mohammad bin Asumro,
do solemnly swear that I am a Muslim and believe in the unity and oneness of Almighty Allah.
Musharraf swears in Pakistan's new caretaker prime minister. Theoretically, the task of 57-year-old Mohammad bin Asumro will be to oversee government through to January's elections. He'll lead a cabinet of 24 members who also took the oath today.
And perform my functions honestly, to the best of my ability, faithfully.
Musharraf's opponents say such caretaker governments should be neutral. Only then can they be even-handed when they lay the groundwork for elections. But Sumro is a member of the pro-government party that dominates parliament, and the new cabinet's packed with Musharraf loyalists, much to the annoyance of Pakistan's opposition parties, who point out that Musharraf did not consult them. This is another reason, say some of Musharraf's opponents, that the forthcoming elections, which Musharraf plans to hold under emergency rule, cannot possibly be fair.
And always in the interest of...
At today's formal swearing-in ceremony, a somber-looking Musharraf defended his eight-year rule. It's a period that started with a coup and that's now led to emergency rule, including media censorship and the detention of thousands of Pakistanis. But Musharraf looked on the bright side.
I take pride in the fact that, being a man in uniform, I have actually introduced the essence of democracy in Pakistan, whether anyone believes it or not.
Musharraf thanked his outgoing cabinet.
One has to know that life continues. It's never permanent. Nobody's permanent.
Nobody's permanent. That's exactly what Musharraf's chief adversary, Benazir Bhutto, also believes, particularly when it comes to Musharraf. Today, Bhutto was released from house arrest in Lahore ahead of Negroponte's visit. Bhutto's been confined to quarters for 3 days after threatening to lead a mass protest. She was quickly back in front of the cameras, pressing for democracy.
It's the court of the people that must decide who they want and who they trust. And if the people of Pakistan still want me to lead them, I will lead them.
Earlier today, Negroponte touched down in the capital, Islamabad. His mission could hardly be more crucial to the interests of the US, which has channeled billions of dollars to Pakistan since 9/11. America's intelligence services have long maintained that Pakistan's tribal areas are a haven for al-Qaeda and Taliban, who infiltrate neighboring Afghanistan. A pro-Taliban insurgency is now spreading inside Pakistan itself, led by an extremist cleric who's taken control of parts of what was once a tourist area in Pakistan's northwest. Negroponte says he wants to put what he calls the derailed political process back on track. He's expected to press Musharraf, so long seen as an indispensable ally, to end emergency rule as soon as possible, quit as army chief, and hold free and fair elections. Today, opinion on the street seems divided about the purpose of Negroponte's mission. Like many, activist Alia Amir Ali suspects the Americans really want Musharraf to stay in power.
They want to put a democratic face on everything that's going on, but they are not interested in any kind of fundamental change in this country. They are only interested in their own interests, which is the war on terror.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.